There was a time when David Vann thought his book, Legend of a Suicide, would never be published. He spent 10 years writing it and then another 12 years fielding rejections from editors and agents, but it may have been worth the wait. The book is now in its being published in 9 languages in 50 countries and has been called an American classic by one reviewer. The book is mostly based in Alaska, where Vann was born and spent a lot of his childhood. On a recent trip back to the state, he spoke with APRN's Annie Feit.
When David Vann was 13 years old, his father asked him to spend the year with him in Fairbanks. At the time, Vann was living with his mom and sister in California, about to start 8th grade. He said no, and 2 weeks later, his father killed himself. He says for 3 years, he told everyone he had died of cancer because suicide was too shameful. He also had trouble believing his father was really gone.
So I think in writing this book, I was trying to bring him back to life and remember him and not lose him in some ways, but I was also, finally believing that he was dead, too. There was kind of both of those going on at the same time, which sounds kind of contradictory, but I think both of those were happening for me.
The book is fiction in an unusual form, a short novel framed by 5 short stories. It's rich with details that Vann drew from his childhood adventures in Alaska. He spent a lot of time hunting and fishing with his father, and Vann remembers when he caught his first king salmon, it was taller than he was. Another time, his grandfather reeled in a 250-pound halibut.
And I remember looking over the side of the boat and waiting to see this halibut. And for a long time, I just imagined it. I'd see sunspots and such in the water. But finally, I saw it. And it was really small, really deep still. And then as it came up, it just got larger and larger and just became unimaginable by the time it got to the surface. And I've always kind of thought of that as a metaphor for imagination, for how writing really works, that you're after something and you're not sure quite what it is, but it rises to the surface in the background of a story and surprises you by the time it gets there.
One of those surprises comes in the middle of Legend of a Suicide. It's a gruesome plot twist that throws the reader for a loop. Vann says it came as a shock to him as well.
It's a surprise I didn't see coming until I was halfway through writing the sentence, and then I found out what would happen, and it changed all my plans.
The next day, Vann went back to the manuscript, expecting to revise that section, but then he realized the surprise was meant to be.
I felt kind of like a dummy because I'd been writing for a long time, all these pages that meant something completely different than what I thought they meant. But I love that about fiction. I love that it's better than the ideas that you have about it. You know, my ideas aren't very good for where something is going to go, but I trust fiction to kind of take over and become its own story.
Vann's father was a dentist who took a job with the military on Adak Island. The family then settled in Ketchikan for several years before his parents divorced. After that, Vann moved to California with his mother, but spent summers in Alaska with his father, who moved around a lot, all over the state. His father was never happy as a dentist, and tried to make a living at other jobs, like trapping and commercial fishing. He also took David on lots of adventures. Vann says those trips became great fodder for his early writing.
Yeah, and I wrote stories about our hunting and fishing trips in Alaska every year and gave them out as Christmas presents, and they'd have titles like North to Alaska. Yeah. I'd have little illustrations of them.
Those adventures, though, were often misadventures. Vann laughs about how his dad nearly killed them both a bunch of times. The father in Legend of a Suicide has the same tendency. He loves the idea of surviving in the wilderness, but doesn't have the knowledge or tools to succeed at it. These days, Vann lives in San Francisco, far removed from the remote Alaskan landscape of his childhood. He says he does still fish occasionally, but it's just not the same.
I've used fish for metaphor so often now, especially salmon and halibut, that I kind of had this sense if I'm watching a halibut or salmon die, like they don't feel so kind of impersonal and distant as they used to when I was a little kid in the back of the boat hitting them in the head with a hammer, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. Things have changed. They have a kind of a figurative value for me now, you know, and if I could pick a totem, it would be the halibut, you know, because I feel like what I always imagine for the halibut is that they started out with a regular face with one eye on each side of their head, and then puberty hit and they got all screwed up and one eye migrated over to the other side and they had that weird mouth that's in that kind of expression of despair. And I can't help but see like all of like human life in a halibut's face.
Vann's next novel, Caribou Island, is due out this January. It's about a marriage and takes place on Skilak Lake on the Kenai Peninsula. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.